Okay, file 000. Hilchos Chanukah, Tofresh Ayin Beis. Okay, we'll go quickly over Sif Aleph. We didn't finish the Mishnah Berurahs yesterday. And today's Sif is to be Sif Beis. So we'll basically go over Tofresh Ayin Beis. Zman hadlokas ner Chanukah. Ubo beis seifim. Ein madlikin ner Chanukah kodesh b'tishka hachama. You're not supposed to light ner Chanukah before Shkia. Ellen sof Shkiyosa. So we explained there's actually four possible times for hadlokas ner Chanukah. Because you could talk about Tchila Shkia, and you could talk about sof Shkia, and you could talk about Shkia Rishona, and you could talk about Shkia Shnia. The Mechaber is going with Shkia Shnia, and he's paskening Sof Shkia, which we would call this Rabbeinu Tam's Seisa Kolchavim. Because Sof Shkia means Seisa Kolchavim, and the Mechaber assumes that Shkia, the Mechaber Shita, that Shkia means Shkia Shnia. So Sof Shkia Shnia is Seisa Kolchavim of Rabbeinu Tam. Lo Ma'achrim, don't do it later than that, because that's the time the Mechaber is going, that you're lighting for people outside. So that's the time from the beginning of the night. So don't do it later than that, below Magdima, because this is when people are outside. This is what the Gemara is Koveya as the time when there's Ovrim Veshovim and there's Persume Nisa. So not before and not afterwards. What? People walking home, going home from work. Jews. Jews are going home to light candles. They're going home from work. The Yesh Misha Omer Shim Utarud Yachol Akten Mitzvah Amin Chol Amaylo. There's many things that you can do with the Eved. Sometimes very with the Eved from Plag Hamincha. Ublavad, but you have to put in Shehitim Bashem and Shetich Lebegel Manashuk. In other words, you shouldn't rely on. We're saying b'diyevet gomer, we'll call it, from plag ha-minchas to zman hadlaka. But that's like really, really b'diyevet. So you really should put in enough oil that it should burn until a half hour after tzeisa kolchavim. Now that doesn't help you if it wouldn't be the zman hadlaka, because we paskin hadlaka osa mitzvah, and when you light it, you have to light it at the right time. But we're saying, at least for the Indian of Persume Nisa, which is the point of the mitzvah, so the mitzvah should be fulfilled, so it should have the half hour until after tzeis. What? The Mechaber Shita would say a half hour after Sof Shkia, a half hour after what we call 72.
Is Rav saying that according to this Shita, that b'di'evet, if you let it plag a mincha for a half hour, you can be yotzei the mitzvah?
Yes. The Mishnah Berurah says that, in fact, he says, if he didn't put in enough oil, as the Mechaber suggests, he should light again, but without a bracha. So that means that really, you're actually yotzei, b'di'evet, perhaps, a half hour after plag. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says what he says. There are achronim that are cholek, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the achronim that hold like that. That b'di'evet, not only could you light a plag, but you wouldn't make another bracha when you eat oil.
Those people using those thin Hanukkah candles that last a half hour, is it preferable for them to light later than earlier? In order to yotze the half hour after Rosh Hashanah?
For sure, especially since nowadays. I would ask you first just to make sure, do they light on the window? Do they light
for
They light for the Bnei Usha Sarabim? If they're only going to light for a half hour, it's hard to say. I would want to know their background. If they're Hasidish, if they're Litvish, if they're like, I would ask for their background. If they're Bnei Eretz Yisrael, for example, then they could light a Shkia. They're following the Gra, and that's okay. What's wrong? That's if they. If they wear a gar, if the father wears a gargle by davening or whatever. He went to Tells. Why is he using those candles? I thought you have to go to Telus to use those candles. To answer your question, though, I would base it on if he's lighting it for the outside people or for the B'nai Bayis. Because there's less of a hakpada to light bisman when you're lighting for the inside people. So it's more appropriate to light at the later zman. It's more okay to light at the later zman if he's lighting for the inside people. And then I would see his background, like to what degree he could just say, I'm doing like the Gra. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah and Sof Shkiyasa. Hainu Tzeisa Kolchadim, the Mechaber Paskin, Shaz Ha'am Oivim Yishavim, Harayim Bebezov, Ika Persumei Nisa, Ochein Berav Shabbos, of course, out of necessity, Magdimen, Ukidol Kamon, Besimim Tov Reish Ayin Tes. Vinei Mechaber, Sosom Gadal Sator, Vesiyadu, Vesvelei Dima Shomim Begemorah. But still shkia shnia. So that's still by our clocks, the way we assume these manim to be, it's still 58 minutes after what we call shkia. So now. So it's either at Seis or at Shkia. Rather, the Mishnah Berurah sticks with Shkia Shnia. You have a whole nother Shita, which is that this whole Machlokas could take place about Shkia Rishona just as easily. And the light at when the sun goes down over the horizon, below the horizon, or the light, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, you'd say 20, 25 minutes later. So now you bump into Tzeisakol Chodim and you got two mitzvahs to do. You got Ma'ariv and you got Ner Chanukah. So we spoke out yesterday. If you always daven Ma'ariv later, so daven Ma'ariv later on Chanukah too. There's no reason to daven Ma'ariv early just because it's Chanukah and everybody's rushing to daven Ma'ariv. There's nothing wrong with davening Ma'ariv in your normal time. But if you always daven Ma'ariv at Seis, so here, at Seis, you have two mitzvahs to do. So, nochon lino kein l'chatchila l'had v'koy de Meir. Because of, really, you're going to daven Meir first. Meir takes the edge because it's Medea Raisa. Meir takes the edge because of Tadir Rishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem. On the other end, the clock's ticking. And their Chanukah has a clock that ticks. Especially if you're going to go like the Mechaber, a half hour. So in that case, better light before Meir. The kachkos of b'moru ktsias. If you're going to daven Meir, that says light before says. Chenag hagra. I don't understand that. Gra is like I don't understand it. Chenag hagra. Well, yeah, because the gra lit at chilas kirishona. So it could be chenag hagra, but that's like cheating to say that because it doesn't. The gra is not because of what he just said. I don't know. Tzorichim. Ochin yatul bo kol kach shemesh yidla katzi shor hachatzitza kol chodim. Because you're really doing like that cheetah. You're going with that cheetah. You're just lighting first because the clock's ticking on the lighting and Meirav comes first and you don't want to light so late. First start lighting after Meirav. Yim lo hidlik mikodim vel begiaz matzitza kol chodim. And now you have your conflict. So guess what? Yaktim luspelu Meirav. Do todir. Begam yesh bo mitzvah kriyash mashin diyoraisa. But again, if you always have a Meirav later, so have a Meirav later now also. No reason why. If you always have a 10-15 Meirav, have a 10-15 Meirav. No reason why not. The da, tafilu anogim tomid l'adakach atfilu sarvis, because for whatever reason, maybe they have a Meirav a bit earlier, maybe they're not listening to the Mishnah Berurah. At least prepare everything before but is coming to the service today take a service. When you come home, if you come home and you start looking for the cotton balls and you start asking your wife where the matches are, then you're really in trouble. Take at least you'll be ready immediately. According to the Rambam Shita, at least the clock's mamish ticking. Even with the Eved, some say in the Rambam, who chatzishah medina de Gemara. So again, it's not so clear we have to follow the Dina de Gemara even according to the Rambam. If we're lighting for the Fnim, we discussed that in previous shiurim, whether nowadays we could be said to be going back to the original mitzvah or not. Okay, but upon him, you should avoid it. Certainly you should light the chatchila in the zman of hadlaka that the Gemara says. That's the preferred way. So therefore, even if you're going to light after Ma'ariv, at least prepare everything beforehand. Shemutorot, some say if he's torot, you won't have time afterwards. Miplag hamincha, who shor revia, kaidem tzeisek lechavim. V'chashvina mashal, if he kites rayoim, it's ushal zmanias, as we know. Dain ushal zmanias, v'yochal avarech kamkein. Yeah, we mean this seriously. You can make a bracha. But, eating b'shem, and him lo yidlok b'layla, look at p'sumi nisa. Because the Gemara says, shaga b'tiyara mayahani, you can't even see it flame so well in the daytime. Him lo nosa b'shem, rakashir chatisho anog b'chol yom, yachzav yidlok b'shem b'yadlik. Okay, but, you can assume, you have to be afraid at the very least, that you could be yotzei b'diyavet with the half hour after plak. So we continue with Siv Beis. Shachach, Ohezid, Velohidlik, Imshkiya Sachama. Alright, light afterwards. This is the Machaber talking, even when they lit for the B'nai Yishus Arabim. So he says, Madlik Olech, Hachatech Lebegel Menashuk, Shukum Ochazi Shah. So according to the Machaber, what?
Is this contradictory? Is this your Imshkiya Sachama?
What?
The Imshkiya Sachama said Zoshkiya. Now it's
Imshki is the Gemara's lashon. That's interpreted by the Nishan and Sof Shkia. The end of Shkia. If the process takes 15 minutes and you say Imshkia, and Shkia is a process that takes 15 minutes, you can't convince me that the phrase Imshkia means the beginning of the process any more than it means the end of the process.
That's not
15
minutes.
You lost me. From Tchila Shkia to Sof Shkia, let's call it 15 minutes. Yeah. Give or take a little. What? Maybe you don't. Rabbi Natan just says there's a magical thing called Shkia Shnia. But you still have Tchila Shkia and Sof Shkia. It's still separated by the same amount of time as the Gemara says. Gimel Ravoi Mil. That's for sure. But it's also referring to Sof Shkia, not Tchila Shkia. In the Machaber's language, Shkia is going to mean Shkia Shnia. In Hilchos Chanukah, we're talking about Sof Shkia, not Tchila Shkia. Sof Shkia is synonymous with the word Seisak Ochovim. When you see the word Shkia Sachama, you envision the sun going below the horizon. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's the wrong vision. You're wrong. Cross it out. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the reddish glow in the horizon, if there wouldn't be buildings and there wouldn't be lights, and you would be on an open field on a lake, you would see a strong reddish glow along the horizon. When that starts fading, that's Shkia in Rabbeinu Tam country. Rabbeinu Tam country. It's really Rabbi Natan, if you learn it and you see it and you understand it, it's really Rabbi Natan is really not so weird as it seems. Rabbi Natan is talking about the effects of the sun, the rays of the sun, the glow of the sun, not the body of the sun. The zeh. So all of a sudden it becomes a little less strange, Rabbi Natan. So the Mechaber Shita is that if you light 15 minutes late, then you light for 15 minutes. And if you light 20 minutes late, you light for 10 minutes. And if you light 25 minutes late, you light for 5 minutes. shur kamo chatzi shor from shkia. He means to say shor za'om. Oh no, no. Wait, that's what he says here. Shor za'om ovim b'shavim v'ikat v'sumi nisa. Hilchoch tzorach litnim b'shemen kazeh hashir when you light on time. We, in the Shabura will say, have established the half hour as the benchmark, regardless. That's how much it has to burn for. But really, Meikar Adin, at least according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, it only has to burn till a half hour after the Tchilas Man Hadlaka. The Amnosim Bar Yoser. Yeah. From whenever the Tchilas Zman Hadlaka is, for Shkia, Tichle Regel Min Ashuk. And although Maker Adin, you only have to light until Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, but we already have been Koveya the Zman Hadlaka as a half hour, regardless of when you light. It has to burn for a half hour. It's a Chumrah. It can't just burn until Tichle Regel Min Ashuk. It should burn for a half hour. So if you light 5 minutes late, it has to burn for a half hour, not for 25 minutes.
It's also true
that
it doesn't have to burn, like, let's say
Tichle Regel Min Ashuk
is an hour.
But it's not. Tichle Regel Min Ashuk is a half hour.
What do you think? What if Tichle Regel Min Ashuk has changed today?
Well, pastors, you don't care. So some people say b'shem Rav Yosher Ber that now that it changed, so the din changes, that's already headlines. We don't learn any headline news. Here we learn the basic, we don't learn headlines here. That's like, not a headline, that's sensation. You know, that's like tabloid journalism. Here we're learning New York Times. Yeah, Rashida, you know, National Enquirer. Sensations. So anyway, so you light it until Tichle Regel Min Ashuk. You can blow out your menorah after it's burnt the requisite half hour. This is already not so possible for the Mishnah Berurah. Hagor Yeshomim Shabazman Azeh Shemadlikim Bifnim. And Tzorekla Yizor Lav the Kodim Shetichle Regel Min Ashuk. You could relax about that requirement. That's not so clear why. The Bir HaLocha's reason is very schwer. If you've been around the last day or two, most of you haven't. So, the Bir HaLocha says the reason for this, is because we like by the door, but the B'nai Rishos Rabin could see it somewhat. So there's a Ktsas Heker Rishos Rabin. That's very nice and fine. Unfortunately, yesterday we learned that the Ramah, in his days, and when he speaks about lighting Bifnim, he speaks about lighting Bifnim Mamish, as he calls it, which is no hecker to B'nai Rishos HaRabim at all. So it's schwer to say that the reasoning of this Ramah's line is that there's a Ktsas hecker for B'nai Rishos HaRabim. If we established that was the Tkufas HaTur, the Zman HaTur. But by the time the Ramah rolled along, they were lighting totally Bifnim. So there has to be another explanation of this Gemara. I would say it's a portion to another explanation of this Ramah. I would say portion of an explanation. That's the time the Gemara was Kaveya. So the Chathili should stick to the Zman of the Gemara. Even if there's no Regel Min Ashuk, but still that was the Zman that Chazal were Kaveya. I'd love to snare Hanukkah, so that's what you should keep to. Alright. Umiyu, Hanamila Lachatchila. All of this is Lachatchila, even according to the Machaber. Avramover Zazman Velohidlik, Malik Velohidlik, Kalalaila. The Imover Kalalaila Velohidlik, Ain Lo Tashlum, and you can't make it up the next night. Hagob Leila Sacheris, you have the commercial B'nai Yoda. 2, 3, 4, whatever the case may be. Don't add one as a Tashlumen. Aber bis vor Wittlich bei Rishonah. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Hilchos Tzarich Litan Dozer Mashmat Dem Hidlik Zman Ma. The Mechaber is Mashmat. He lived a period of time. Akashkiya Sachama. Ein Tzarich Litan Shemek Kol Kach. Vakach Shetikla Regel Menashuk. Okay, Kol Zeh Ule Din HaTalmud. So you have to live in the Shavim. Avol Ha'idna nowadays. The Eker Hirak Lebnei Beiso. Lolem Boi Shir Hayadua, which is a half hour. Vaf Mad Lekach HaShikola HaRegel Menashuk. Boys, a shear, we always light it for a half hour. That's it. A half hour, that's the shear. And you don't have to be so makbid on the Zman Adloka because we're lighting the snim. But l'chatchila, you should be makbid. Hashir, so that's according to Yosha Bear, there is a mitzvah in Zman Azeh because there are Ervei Regel past l'chatzi shoa. So he wouldn't agree, or he would say that this sentence nowadays is not so. That ain't bo mishum mitzvah. So even for the first half hour, there's a hiddur mitzvah. Because you already did the mitzvah and you made the bracha already. Because he made a mistake and he thought they only like one. And you don't make a bracha only on the hiddur. Yochel Chabos after the half hour. Sheina Matzah Hashemen, Rak Masha Tzorek, Lashir Chatzi Shalom Mitzvoso. Okay, Mutal Lachaboso, Vulahemels Mimenu. The Gomogom of Skimu Kama Achron under the Chatchila told Lahasno Sheina Makatza Hashemen, Elo Lashir Adloka. Speak it out. We shouldn't be Yeshon Aplace, which is certain to know from the Stan, Hikzal Mitzvoso Hakol. So, speak it out that you only want to be Matzah for the Mitzvah, the Shir Chatzi Shalom. The Shtamish Lawyer of Yesh Machmirin Shalo Yeda Shalo Shaner of Dolkin English Shtamish Lawyer of Shemaroya Shalo Yeda the Chalik and text Man Ashir Lachar Zahar Zman Shemiz Man Adesh Shemadik and Bifnim and Shalom and Bifnim and Hegar Akum and Beis on the Tzorach and the other Bifnim and Kubat from Yachad. You have to wake them up. You have to gather them around the Chanukah Licht. You have to get them around, everybody come and watch. That's your presuming Nisa if you're lighting for the inside people. You have to gather them around and sing. But people will both also Michigan's mana, the basic Allah Kabul mitzvah applies that you can't involve yourself in something when there's mana the mitzvah comes. Koshken Achilu Shadvorim doesn't mean Shrikhas Dom, it's a short dom. I wonder if I would have said a Shrikhas Dom if anybody would have noticed. Afilu hischil posek. If you start and the zman of hadlaka comes, you have to stop because this is the ikar zman. Come alive, Adam ul shachar ubi bracha. But vayinu dafkin b'nei abayis niorim. You have to be up. You have to light for at least one or two household members. That's your persumei nisa. Avlim yishenim if they're puffing away. And the barak alayim, and we have the glow bracha. Kamodilu didula, you have the barak, elabiz man persimanes, okanamilidi done. So if you don't wake the people up, you haven't done your persuminisa. So you don't wake them up. You don't make a bracha. Yimbala basa kodim amalashach, or most of the basa yushainim, menanocha shiyakitsom. The Mishnah Berurah paskins to wake them up. They'll be happy. They'll thank you. Wake them up. If it's your father, don't wake him up. Someone who lives alone makes a bracha because then his person mace is himself, is him. You always, your person mace is always calibrated by the situation you're in. If you live alone and you're lighting for bifnim, so your person mace is to yourself. If you're living with b'nei beiso, then your person manes is bifnim to b'nei beiso. When they lit for the chutz, so the person manes was for the oivim v'shav v'shuk. Everything is, as I say, calibrated based on
your situation.
The place can say you don't have to wake up everyone, you have to wake up one or two is their lashon. course, if your kid just fell asleep, don't wake him up. Like Moshe Rabbeinu Yadav, Ratzalonu B'Layla Shniyah, 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 the other Karkachas. You don't say that either. No Din Tashlumen, and also you don't just go down a notch and say this is the first light night I'm lighting, so that gets one, and this is the second night I'm lighting, that gets two. But we follow what it is intrinsically. And that's what you like. Okay, stop here.